Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and I am joined by Jury Ellis, 8-year-old resident of Knoxville, and his mom, Melissa. Dad is Dustin, and he unfortunately couldn't be here today, but he'll be able to hear what's going on the radio and on the website. So, Jury, you drive a race car. Is that right?
Yeah.
When did you start doing that?
At the age of 4.
4 years old? Weren't you scared?
Kind of.
Kind of? Was it a littler car than the one you have now?
No, not really.
Really?
Oh, a different motor, but not very littler in size.
Wow. How fast do you go when you drive those little cars?
On a big track, about 50 miles per hour.
50?
Mm-hmm.
That's faster than sometimes cars go in town. That seems pretty fast, I bet.
I got a different car, and it goes about maybe on a track that you don't have to let off in the corners. It can go about 70, I'd say.
Oh, my goodness. So how long is your track, do you know?
1/6 of a mile.
1/6 of a mile? Smaller than the track here in Knoxville,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, way smaller.
I bet it seems pretty big when you're in that car in the middle of it, though, doesn't it?
No.
No? How did you learn? Who taught you how to drive that car?
Really no one. It just happened. I wanted to race.
Yeah? Did you know somebody that raced that made you say, hey, I want to do that. Dad, can we do that?
Well, I was driving in a car. My mom's car, and we went past my home track right now, and I wanted to race because I saw them racing. And so a guy named Rick Schilling, he let us buy a car from him. Then my dad worked for Stein Seed Company.
Okay.
And they sponsored us.
Oh, okay.
That's we cool. Met a lot of new friends during my racing, like McKenna Hassey, who gave us a car that I'm racing right now, and Devin Wignall that I'm really good friends with.
Yeah.
He works on my car, or his dad and my dad are great friends, and they work on my car.
Okay, they're your pit crew?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Kind of.
Do you help work on the cars?
Not too much.
Can you get wrenches and tools and things for a thing?
No, my dad usually handles it, most of it.
He's the pit foreman?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
And Ron Wignall, Devin Wignall's dad, he just gives us advice.
Oh, okay. What's he give you advice on?
He gives me advice on how to run the car, and he gives my dad advice that how to fix and work on the car.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I know that guys that drive these big sprint cars in Knoxville have to wear special suits. Do you have a special suit that you wear?
Yeah, fireproof suit.
Okay. And a helmet and gloves and all that.
I got my helmet from Santa.
He's a pretty good guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
He comes through on stuff like that. So you won some awards recently, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what'd you get the awards for?
Points.
Okay. Did you score pretty high?
Yeah. 2nd place in points.
Wow. Is that in the state or in the nation?
Just my home track, English Creek.
Oh, at English Creek. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is this the only track in Iowa? Or you guys travel all over Iowa to do this?
Uh-huh.
Yeah? Where else in Iowa do you know?
Well, we used to go to Carlisle.
Okay. Okay. Yep.
And Poplar Grove.
Okay.
But we haven't got a notes for races down there lately.
Oh, okay. And did you just go somewhere?
Yes, yeah. Texas.
Oh, you went to Texas? What was in Texas?
Snow and ice.
Ugh. Lucky them, huh? And then you come home and what's here?
Snow and ice.
What'd you go to Texas for?
A race. It's a series. And last race, I got 1st place. This race, rough time.
Did you have a wreck or something?
Mm-mm.
No? Just didn't do so good?
I did good.
Yeah.
But other stuff occurred.
Uh-oh. What happened?
I got a black flag.
Oh, my.
And I got disqualified. I would have gotten a warning, but I actually got disqualified.
Uh-oh.
That was a warning.
What happened? Did you jump the gun or were
nope.
you bumping somebody?
I was in last and I was going for second. So I got around third place. Tried to go around second, but I kind of hit him and then he went up and spun. But I was almost a half a lap. Then he spun.
Well, that happens, I think, sometimes, doesn't it?
Racing. Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations on your first place win that you got and your point standing. That's very neat.
Thanks. Okay.
You're welcome. Thank you for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. And thanks to all my sponsors, such as iHealth Solutions, Stein Seed Company, Dan's Plumbing, Iowa State Savings Bank.
They help you out.
They help me out.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to my guest, Jury Ellis, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.